will mean that the citizens will pay a premium tax with their payroll. So if you're an employee, you will pay 3.33% of your income. If you are an employer, you will pay 6 2/3% for all of your employees. And if you are self-employed, you will pay something less than 10%. If you are retired and on Medicare, you will pay something less than 10% based on your tax bracket.
So what do you tell people who have health care provided and all of a sudden 3% of their income would start going to this?
We tell them that this will be a good supplemental plan for them and that they may be quite surprised about whether their coverage is as good as they think that it is. Colorado Care would have no deductibles. Almost all health insurance plans have deductibles. Colorado plan would have no copays for preventive care. And so what happens is that many people have health coverage, but when it's time for them to use it, they realize they actually can't afford to use their health care coverage because of the high deductibles and copays.
Do you take into consideration cost of living? Really, this whole valley is just such a high cost of living. So a 3% hit for like the working people of Aspen might be a significant portion of their remaining funds.
The other way to look at that is that right now, the people in Pitkin County are paying an unbelievably higher rate for their insurance premiums than the rest of the state.
So we already kind of are taxed based on location. The Colorado Care would not take into consideration where you reside.
Exactly, because I don't see any point in why you would be penalized because you live in Aspen and therefore you have to pay far more for the exactly same kind of health insurance from the same company as somebody that lives in Kit Carson.